This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's hump day. You have officially done it. You have crested the halfway mark in the week. And man, we've got a great show for you tonight. You know why I love tonight's show in particular? There aren't any world-changing stories from today. Why do I like that? Because that means we get to talk about whatever we want to talk about. Am I going to get sidetracked tonight and tell personal stories? Probably. I might end up telling history stories. I am going to go over this Hunter Biden thing from today. In fact, I'm going to open up with that. I'm going to talk about being trapped by an evil system. We've had this conversation before, but both Democrats and Republicans are trapped inside of an evil system. And that's why it's going to take somebody uncomfortable to get us out. We're going to talk about that. Many, many, many emails tonight. So much more is coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin with today, though. What happened? What's the big story of the day? And I need to be clear about this. This is not under any circumstances the most important thing happening in the world or in America right now, the Hunter Biden stuff. But it is the thing everyone's talking about. Hunter Biden this, Hunter Biden that. Okay, so what happened? The GOP today, they had a meeting about Hunter Biden blowing them off. Hunter Biden shows up to the meeting. He sits in the crowd. I don't mean he shows up to testify or something like that. He shows up, he's got his little entourage with him. He sits in the crowd, and then the GOP starts to chirp at him a little bit. Well, Michael, cut eight. Here's how it went. Go.
First of all, my first question is, who bribed Hunter Biden to be here today? That's my first question. Second question, you are the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? You have no balls.
Okay. There are a couple things we have to unpack here. We'll get to Hunter Biden doing a little presser afterwards and whatnot. There are a couple things we have to unpack here. First, white privilege. Pause on this for a moment. I actually want to read an email, and I'm going to tie all this into that statement. That was Nancy Mace, in case you're wondering. Nancy Mace yelling at Hunter Biden, "You're the epitome of white privilege." I got this email. Oracle of oracles. I'm starting to wonder that perhaps the no-TGOP is just the party of the system you always talk about. I think it's a massive good cop, bad cop scam they're pulling on us all. Throwing in a couple of distractions like January 6th, Hunter's laptop, indictments, Russia, manufactured virus. What does the Oracle have to say? Essentially, are they all just on the same team? Well, let's talk about this. It's not that they're all on the same team. It's not that. Some of them obviously are on the same team. Mitch McConnell, Michael, cut seven, go. This is Mitch McConnell talking about not cutting a dime from spending and just continuing on with the continuing resolution. Go.
Obviously, we're going to have to pass a CR as well. I have no idea yet. It'll be up to the Speaker and the Majority Leader to determine the length of the CR.
Okay. Mitch McConnell's on the same team as Chuck Schumer. He's on the same team as Joe Biden. Most GOP leadership is. It goes well beyond Mitch McConnell. John Cornyn, John Thune. There are all these useless losers in the Republican Party in the Senate. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about same team? These people, they get together when the cameras are off and they sit down with Chuck Schumer. They sit down with all the worst Democrats and every one of them complain about you. They do not sit down. Chuck Schumer does not have dinner with Mitch McConnell and they complain about Antifa or the climate change nutters or any of those other things. They sit down and they laugh about you. You stupid freedom-loving American. You love your guns and I bet you even go to church. Ah, how stupid that is. They hate you. So yes, there are plenty of GOP that are on the same team. But let's go back to Nancy Mace's comment. You're the epitome of white privilege, she shouts at Hunter Biden. Here's the thing. Most of the GOP, almost all of the GOP, they play the communists' game, a game that cannot possibly be won. And so they look as if they're on the same team. You ever gamble at all? I hope you don't gamble. I'm not judging you if you do gamble. I've gambled. I'll still sit down at a blackjack table. I'm not encouraging you to gamble is what I was saying. Kids, I'm not encouraging you to gamble. I'm not a big gambler. If I lose a bunch of money, I want to vomit into a trash can so I don't gamble a lot. But anyway, casinos. What is the saying when it comes to casinos? The house always wins. Everyone knows that. The house always wins. So when you're asking the GOP to go in and to fight back against the system, what there is there's a misinterpretation on what we need. The voters don't understand it most of the time, and the GOP doesn't understand it. And here's what I mean. You want the GOP to go change things in Washington, to go fix our broken government, to hold Democrats accountable. But they're walking into a blackjack table and you're telling them, hey, I want you to go break the casino. And what the GOP interprets that as is I need to go sit down and play blackjack until I win so much I put the casino out of business. But the problem is you can't sit down and play the game and win the game because the game itself is rigged in the casino's favor. When you sit down and start using communist accusations and communist terms like white privilege, you may feel snarky and you may feel clever at the time, but you've already lost. The second you start doing divide and conquer communist politics, white against black, gay against straight, this and that, you've already lost the game. You're already playing. As soon as you sit down, the game is lost. The only way to truly win. I want to take down the casino. You're going to have to go about it a different way. Whatever way you want to do it. Maybe you're going to become a billionaire and buy the casino and then close the doors. Maybe you're a crazy terrorist who wants to go blow the place up. Please don't be a crazy terrorist. This is just an analogy. Don't do anything illegal. But what you cannot ever, 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 ever do is break the casino by playing the games the casino came up with that were designed for you to lose and for them to win. This is what you see from the GOP over and over and over and over again. Democrats are the real racists. Look at you and your white privilege. Ah, Democrats hate women. Republicans love women. You'll see this when it comes to the Civil War. Too bad it was Democrats fighting on behalf of the South. The second you start hearing those words, you've lost. It's over. You've already lost. It's over. You cannot win the game that's designed for them to lose. Identity politics, divide and conquer politics, one group of citizens against another group of citizens. This is how the communist operates. You cannot wade into his game and win it successfully. That's why most people on the right, they'll hear Nancy Mace yelling at Hunter Biden about his white privilege, and they go, yeah, man, she really got him there. The second I hear it, I roll my eyes and think, oh my gosh, we don't even understand how to truly play. And then there's the other part of this whole thing. Oh, back to the email. It's not that they're all on the same team. Some of them are, of course, on the same team. But most of them, 99% of them, They believe they can break the casino by playing the game. And that's not possible. You saw when Kevin McCarthy got kicked out as speaker. And it was, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks we didn't have a speaker of the House. And that meant the House of Representatives, they couldn't meet. They couldn't pass bills. There were no CRs being passed. There were no bills being passed to destroy your freedom. In fact, that 2 or 3 weeks without Kevin McCarthy was the best 2 or 3 weeks in my memory for the House of Representatives. They didn't assault my freedom or my dollar even once because they weren't allowed to meet. Did the GOP get up there and say, good, I hope we don't meet again. Congress is hostile to your liberty. I will make sure Congress can't meet because they'll defeat you. Did you hear anybody, a single member of the House or Senate, or a single one of these guys running for president, did you hear a single one of them say that? No, you didn't. What you heard and saw over and over and over again from the House, the Senate, the people running for president, we have to get back. We have to govern. Oh, this is so embarrassing. We can't govern like this, guys. We need to govern. As soon as you think it's your job to govern, you can no longer limit the government. You can no longer make sure I remain free because you want to meet and govern me just like they do. It's not that they're all on the same team. It's that they're all playing the same game, a game that cannot be won. Now, let's talk about something else when it comes to Hunter Biden. And then I want to talk about Eric Adams and Democrat politics. There's an article out there that'll bring something home, I think, for everybody, and a bunch of emails and all kinds of other stuff. Now, I also want to make sure I'm talking about the debt. You've heard Joe Biden a million times bragging about the debt. I've cut the debt. I've cut the deficit. Okay, so what's that say? The debt hasn't gone down, so what's that say? They have no intention of cutting anything. Republicans don't. Democrats don't. Chuck Schumer got up yesterday and bragged that they didn't have to cut a nickel. Oh, well, where's that leave you? Where does that leave me? We are currently being downgraded by international financial institutions because of the debt of this nation. It has gotten that serious. International institutions, U.S. debt rating at risk in 2024 because of soaring deficit. That's according to Fitch. We're going to lose our credit rating, meaning interest rates go up from here. So what can normal people do? All you can do is buy precious metals. Gold coins, silver coins in your physical possession. Gold as part of your IRA or 401k, so your retirement doesn't disappear. You busted your friggin' butt for that retirement. Don't let these dirtballs take it away from you. Call 833-995-GOLD and let Oxford get you some gold or silver. You don't need a bank vault. You don't have to become Bob Menendez. Just get something in your physical possession and get it in your retirement. 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I'm going to get to this Eric Adams in the Democrat Party. Speaking of playing the game, playing a game that can't possibly be won, we're going to get to that here in just a few. I want to finish up on this Hunter Biden stuff. Okay, so Nancy Mace has to throw out the white privilege thing when Hunter Biden comes in there, playing the communist game on the communist fields with the communist referees enforcing the communist rules. We're never going to win that game. But there's a bigger story at play. Hunter Biden shows up at a hearing he's not invited to, then gets up and storms out. Then, well, Hunter Biden's being asked questions on the way out. Michael, cut three, go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me, Hunter. Whoa, apparently, you're afraid of my words.
Whoa.
Man, that was annoying, wasn't it? Wasn't that so annoying? Michael, cut four, go.
Could you please, I'll answer your question if you be quiet and let me make a statement, okay?
What kind of crack do you normally smoke, Mr. Biden?
Ouch. Okay, so Hunter shows up, he storms out of the meeting, he then gives a press conference at the meeting. We talked about this a little bit last night as it relates to something totally different, but let's talk about this again. Hunter Biden, he's defying a subpoena. He showed up today, and he essentially gave the GOP in the House a double middle finger and then stormed out. What does that tell you? Look, it probably tells you a bunch of things, and we'll go over the strategy behind what he's doing in a moment, but there's one thing it most definitely should tell you. These people are unafraid of the GOP. Everyone's acting like these screaming gotcha questions at him. What are you afraid of, Hunter? Ah, you don't have any balls. Oh, we got him, guys. It's white privilege. Hunter Biden just showed up and thumbed his nose in your face. He's not afraid of you at all. He then gave an impromptu press conference out there where he belittled reporters. The communists don't have even an ounce of fear of the GOP. That's the true story here. That's what we're really dealing with here. No fear at all. Isn't that so embarrassing for the GOP? This is what I talk about, why we need anti-communists now. We need people with teeth. Now, let's talk about the larger strategy and then we're moving on. First, before we get to the strategy, first, another disclaimer here. I'm not going to play the audio of it, but some Fox News, I think it was Fox News, I don't know, some reporter was hounding Hunter when he got out, asking about Hunter's business, your business, your business. I once again want to remind all the dorks in media, writing, TV, radio, otherwise, it's not Hunter's business. It's not Hunter's business. It's not Hunter's business. Hunter doesn't have a business. Sammy the Bull Gravano did not have a crime family in New York. John Gotti had a crime family. Sammy the Bull did what John Gotti said. It was Gotti's family. Hunter Biden has nothing to sell. He's a 50-some-year-old drug-addled loser who's done nothing in his life, has no access, no money, no power, no nothing to sell. Hunter Biden doesn't have a business. Joe Biden has a business. Hunter Biden works for that business. Language matters. Please stop referencing Hunter Biden's business. It drives me crazy. All right, besides that, what's the strategy for Hunter? Why show up today before we get to all this Eric Adams stuff? Well, Hunter Biden's a criminal. Look, you don't have to argue. There is no arguing it. Democrat, Republican, there's no arguing it. There's black and white things. We have the checks. We have the tax stuff. We have the gun stuff. He already lied on a form in order to purchase a firearm. That alone is a felony that comes with prison time. Hunter Biden is a criminal, period. End of story. So if you're guilty, what do you do? You know, there's that old saying in law. I'm not a lawyer, but every lawyer I know knows this frigging saying. They all say it to me all the time, so it's clearly a thing. In law, if you have the facts, you pound the facts. If you have the truth, you pound the truth. If you don't have either of those things, you pound the table. You're Hunter Biden, you're guilty as sin. This now becomes a PR trial where you show up, you pull the Al Sharpton, and you get as loud and indignant as humanly possible. That's all you're seeing here. This is just the strategy. Now, speaking of strategy, bunch of illegals are running New Yorkers out of schools. Eric Adams did this. But why? Isn't he the moderate? Let's talk about that next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get going on the Eric Adams thing, I have to do something here. And I know I'm going to regret it. You see, remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Send me your emails. We love it. But women are cold all the time. I don't know why God made them that way, but he did. My wife, it's cold all the time. hands are cold, feet are cold. And so we always are adding things onto the bed that make the bed warmer and warmer and warmer. And so I wake up and I'm just laying there in a pool of my own sweat and she's bundled up in the things. So I don't even want to say what I'm about to say. I don't even want to do this because I know she's listening is the thing. She listens to the show. Her and the boys, they listen to the show. My pillow has flannel sheets and they're amazing. There, I said it. They have flannel sheets. They sell out every time they advertise them and they're 50% off right now. And they're the softest, warmest, most glorious things in the world. And I know we're gonna have like four sets of these on my bed now, about 2 days from now when our flannel sheets show up. I didn't even wanna say this tonight, but my pillow has flannel sheets, okay? And they're incredible. All right, there. Go ahead and buy all the flannel sheets. I know this is coming. Anyway, 50% off, so I guess everybody can buy the flannel sheets, and they do sell out right away every time they do this thing. Go get you some flannel sheets. 800-845-0544 is where you get those flannel sheets, or you can do this online. I'm much more of an online person, but to each his own. MyPillow.com, you click on the radio listener special square, use the promo code Jesse. Get all your flannel sheets because they're awesome. And now my bed is somehow going to be even warmer than it was before, even though it will be softer. Now let's get to the Eric Adams thing, because this is great. We were talking about being trapped in an evil system. We're talking about playing a game you can't win. We were referencing the GOP. You want them to go sit down. You want them to take down the casino, but you can't play blackjack to take down the casino. That's playing the game. You can't possibly win it. Big story today that kind of went unnoticed because of all the Hunter Biden stuff is American students are being kicked out of their schools, kicked out of their classrooms so illegals can stay in the school. This is not happening in some crazy third world dump. This is right now, right here, happening in the United States of America, in New York City. American children are being told, no, don't come back to class tomorrow. We've filled up the school gym with illegals. And everyone's mad. Everyone who's heard about this today, with all the other news, this has gone by people, but everyone who's heard about this today is furious about it. Furious, how could this happen? How could this happen? I thought Eric Adams was a moderate. I thought he was more pro-America. So we need to have this talk again. And it's important that we all understand this. There's no such thing as a moderate Democrat anymore. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a blue dog Democrat, a Southern Democrat. I would vote for a Southern Democrat to this day. I would. But it's not something that can ever, 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 ever exist now. For the same reason that we talked about the GOP can't seem to break away and shatter the system, if you're a Democrat, and let's say you are in your heart of hearts a more middle of the road, a moderate type, that you have more what were viewed as right-leaning views on anything from immigration to taxes to abortion to whatever it may be, let's say you're one of these people, even if that's who you are, the party apparatus is all communist now. Vile, America-hating communism. You are not going to remain as part of the Democrat Party. You are not going to remain in power if you try to moderate what they do in any way. The only way to stop these people, the only way to stop these evil things from happening is to stop voting for Democrats. And you know, you hear me whip them all the time. That's not a pitch for the useless GOP. It's really not. But you cannot, under any circumstances, vote for Democrats and then expect things to change. It's why, what's this guy's name? Charlemagne the God? I don't know this guy. I don't think the God is his God-given name, but who knows? Michael, play cut 23. Go.
You know, I put my name and my reputation on the line with my listeners. And when my listeners feel like he didn't deliver, they come back to me and they say, hey, man, you're the one who told us to vote for, Joe Biden. You're the one who told us to vote for Kamala Harris. So, you know, I care about my listeners and what my listeners think. But I do want to say that, you know, I think President Biden historically has been a lack of a better word, elected official. But, you know, Donald Trump is the end of democracy as we know it.
So you are going to vote for Joe Biden?
I think it's simple and plain. Like, you know, if you Donald Trump is the end of democracy as we know it. I don't know what to tell people. And I know it sounds, when you say that now in 2024, you've heard it so much because every time, you know, there's a Republican candidate, people say, oh, it's the end of democracy. He's the Antichrist. Like, but this is one of those times where, you know, it really actually positively is true.
Yeah, it's not true at all. It still is hilarious to me that these people have so been poisoned by each other, by the media, academia, Hollywood, that they actually believe Donald Trump is some dictator guy. Whatever your feelings on Donald Trump, whether you love him or hate him, he was the furthest thing in the world from a dictator. If anything, you could make the argument he was way too nice for my taste. I'll tell you that, but certainly not any kind of a dictator at all. But set all that stuff aside. This is why places like New York, I don't want to say they cannot be saved. I do not want to say that at all. But we are years and years and years and years away. We are so much suffering away from places like New York being salvageable at all because people like this guy, you heard Whoopi Goldberg say similar things. You've heard many, many of them say similar things. They complain about Democrats. I can't believe they're doing this. I can't believe Biden's doing this. I can't believe Eric Adams is doing this. How are they allowing this? How are they allowing that? Okay, well, are you going to vote against them? No, I can't do that because the other side's the end of democracy. Then nothing will change. There is no such thing as a moderate Democrat. I don't care how much you hate Republicans. To be frank, I hate them too. There is no salvaging your city if you keep voting for Democrats. It's not humanly possible. It can't be salvaged because they are now the party of death and misery and destruction. Even if you think you're voting for a guy who sounds like he's saying the right things, and this guy will be tougher on crime, and this guy will get rid of the illegals, this guy will do this. Even if you lie to yourself and convince yourself, this guy is much more middle of the road, he'll get things figured out. He's not allowed to be. As soon as he starts playing the game, well, the casino has already won. The House has already won. If you keep voting for Democrats, you will keep suffering without end. That never changes. Not now, not tomorrow, not the next day, because the moderates have all been purged out of there. All right? All right. Jesse, everyone knows Dems want to ditch Biden. But the problem is, how do you kick him to the curb without knee pads, Harris becoming a problem? How do you tell black voters, sorry, she's just not good enough to win and DEI only matters when it helps the system? The answer is you burn Harris. He wants to burn Harris. Okay, or thinks they should burn Harris. So let's talk about that. They want to get rid of Joe Biden. Did you hear what Michelle Obama said? It was a pretty vicious shot across the bow of Joe Biden. If you didn't hear it, I'll play it for you here in a second. But they want to get rid of Biden. They want to get rid of Biden. They want to get rid of Biden. Dome, she is a problem for them. She is the next in line. She is the VP. So are they going to burn her? Let's talk about that next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Do not forget, you can email the show love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, which is coming really soon. Email all those into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Okay, they do want to ditch Joe Biden. Everyone's been talking about this little Michelle Obama interview. What they didn't seem to pick up on, at least I heard it, is a pretty nasty little shot across the bow to Joe Biden. And before I play this, I want to make sure everyone remembers there's always an inside scoop, right? There's always a story behind the story. Why don't these guys get along? Why don't these guys do this? Why? Well, the Obamas and the Bidens have never been close, ever. Even when Barack Obama was president, Biden was always thought of as, frankly, a liability and an inconvenience. Remember, Barack Obama is very, the Obamas are very good at this. Look, I hate them too. I hate them more than you do, trust me. They're really, really good at what they do, destruction. They're very good communists, very, very effective political operatives. Joe Biden is a moron and always has been a moron. He's always been a liability to them. There's always been tension there. Obama would be doing something and Joe Biden would, surprise, surprise, stuff his foot 5 feet deep inside of his mouth and screw the whole thing up, and the Obamas would get frustrated about it. The Obamas are believers in the cause. They are not believers in Joe Biden. He was only ever there out of convenience. Here we are, all these bad poll numbers for Joe in 2024. Michelle Obama's out there giving interviews saying things like this. Cut 22, go.
The things that keep me up, because you don't have control over them. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, where are people, where are we in this? You know, where are our hearts? What's going to happen in this next election? I am terrified about what could possibly happen, because our leaders matter. Who we select, who speaks for us, who holds that bully pulpit, it affects us in ways that sometimes I think people take for granted.
Ouch. Who we select, our leaders matter. That wasn't about Donald Trump. That was about Joe Biden. Okay, so the question was, what do they do with Harris? And the guy says, I think they take Harris out. They burn her. And he goes on to say, there's all kinds of dirt on everybody. And of course, he's right about that. There's all kinds of dirt on everyone. What do Democrats do with Kamala Harris? What do they do with Dome? Well, I'm here to tell you, they're not going to burn her. At least I don't think they'll burn her. Don't get me wrong, they would. But I don't think they will burn her. Why? Well, she knows where all the bodies are buried, so to speak. I guess when it comes to the Clintons, she really does. Anyway, no, she knows all the dirt. She knows the behind the scenes stuff. And Dome has made an entire career out of digging up that dirt and using that dirt in the most vicious ways humanly possible. This is a nasty, ambitious human being who has proven time and again she will do anything in order to get elected into office. If you try to burn Dome, she's going to burn you back. She knows things about you. Yeah, you know things about her, but she knows things about you. It's part of the mutually assured destructive nature of politics itself. You can't burn her. I've said time and again, I know they want rid of her. I know this is a huge problem for them. I don't think they're going to burn her. I think they're going to bribe her. Now, will that work? I don't know. This is a very nakedly corrupt human being. Am I right, guys? Stop. This is a very nakedly corrupt human being. Are they going to burn her? No. I think they can bribe her. Everyone can be bought, right? Especially when you're in that position. You don't have to burn her. Hey, how about Dome? You come sit on our board. You be part of our corporate board. How about $10 million a year? We meet twice a year in Aspen. Fly there first class. Private air travel if you'd like. That's a pretty sweet gig, is it not? I think they're going to have to buy her silence. I don't think you can burn her silence. Besides, if there's anyone in politics used to a little burning, it would probably be Kamala Harris. Now, speaking of burning, maybe aches and pains are starting to visit you in your age. I am sad to admit they're starting to visit me. It's because you have inflammation in your body. You know that. I know that. It's why your wrist hurts, your hands hurt, your knee hurts, your feet hurt, your back hurts. That's why. It's inflammation in your body. Now, what do? I know what I have always done, always. And I'm mad at myself for this. I know I hurt myself. I know I hurt my body, but I've always reached for ibuprofen, always. Hey, I'll just take two or three of these. I'll just take two or three of these. Ah, my knee feels better. My knee feels better. Man, that's terrible for you. We need natural solutions, natural ways to help the body fight off the inflammation. Take Relief Factor every day. What it does, it's omega-3s and turmeric and all kinds of natural stuff, all this healthy stuff. It helps your body do what it's already prepped to do. It just needs a little shot in the arm, if you will, a little boost. It helps your body do what it does. What I don't want you to do is take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. Maybe this is garbage. I don't know. Take it for 3 weeks. They have a three-week quick start kit. Tell me you don't experience an amazing difference in your life. It's $19.95 for a 3 weeks kit. Cancel it. I don't want you to buy any more if it doesn't work. Try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Get rid of that nagging pain that always seems to be there, right? Gosh, I love this friggin' stuff. It's been a wonder. All right, let's get to some more emails here. Jesse, I'm starting to question the GOP as being low T. The cojones on these people to lie to our faces to get into office and then stand for nothing but themselves. It seems like a gutsy move. What say you? Okay, well, let's talk about this. I've said this before. It's been rare, but excuse me. Let me say something. It's going to sound like I'm defending these people, and I guess in a way I kind of am, but I'm not. It's not a nice thing what I'm about to say, but it is a defense, I guess, in some way. We want leaders, don't we? Real leaders. And that's an understandable thing. People who are upset with the state of their country, people who want whatever, a country, a company, a sports team to go a certain way, they want leaders to step up and lead the way. We want smart, bold, gutsy leaders right now in Washington, D.C., to forge ahead and fight against the commie scum and protect you, protect our country, protect each other. That's what you want. That's what I want. You know, I tell you all the time, that's why I don't get all wrapped up in primaries, that these people are all just rental cars to me. I use them for my own purposes and I ditch them the second they disappoint me. The second they stop getting me where I need to go, I toss them in the ditch. And you should do the same. They're all just rental cars to me. But I wish there was a different one. I wish there was that leader out there, right? And I know you want that too. But there's something we have to talk about. We're going to talk about these people and who they really are. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.